Today's shiur is Masechta Sanhedrin Daf Yud Gimel. We will begin on Daf Yud Beis on Yud Beis on Beis on the bottom, two lines from the bottom. In order to begin today's shiur, we need to say a word of introduction. The Gemara Masechta Ervin teaches us that Shmuel teaches us that there are four tekufas. Tekufas are what we know as the seasons. There's the spring, summer, fall, winter. Of course, in halachic terms, they're not called that way. In halachic terms, they're called Tekufas Nisan, Tekufas Tammuz, Tekufas Tishrei, and Tekufas Tevis. But they are the four seasons of the year. Each season lasts 91 days and 7.5 hours, and that which is exactly 13 weeks. And as we've been discussing in our shiurim, when we speak about reasons to make a year into leap year, the tekufa becomes an important consideration. We start the shiur today discussing when should that sukkos has to be in Tekufas Tishrei. But exactly what does that mean is going to be the subject of our shiur today. And of course, what is most important to take into consideration is that given that we follow a lunar system, the months of our year are based on the new moon, on the Moilid, and the Tekufas, the seasons, are connected to the solar system. And as we just said, the Yom Tovim have to line up with the Tekufas. So since the Yom Tovim have to line up with the Tekufas, that becomes a primary reason to make a year into a leap year. And that's where we begin our shiur to discuss what is or what isn't a reason to make a year a leap year because of the Tekufas. So says the Gemara, Amar Yudom Shmuel, Eimar B'Sashonah, we don't make the year into a leap year. Elm Kain, Hoysa Tekufa Rubai Shel Chodesh. Unless if most of Tishrei will not be in Tekufas Tishrei, that is a reason to make a year into leap year. Ask the Gemara, what does that mean on a practical level? Says the Gemara, and of course, we have to review the Gemara that we learned on Daf Yud Aleph on the base, where the Gemara on Daf Yud Aleph on the base taught us that reason alone, for one reason alone, it's never sufficient to make the year into leap year. It has to be two reasons. But this is one of the reasons. But now ask the Gemara, the Kama, Rubi Shel Chodesh, what does that mean in a practical sense? Says the Gemara, Sheshes Riyoyim, that if the Beis Din sees that Tekufas Tammuz, the summer season, is going to go all the way up to 16 days of Tishrei, and that means Tekufas Tishrei will only commence on the seventeenth day of Tishrei. That's when we have a situation that we are going to make the year into leap year because of the Tekufa. Says the Gemara, Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. That is the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yossi says that that's not the reason, but rather the reason is Echad Esrei V'Yoyim. It's 21 days. In other words, if it's going to be by day 20, the new tekufa, then we don't have, and the new tekufa will be by day 21 of Tishrei, that's not the situation that we have to make the year into leap year. Says the Gemara, V'shnei Mikra Chadarshu, and both Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi base their opinion on the same pasuk, because the pasuk says, Chag Asav Tekufas Hashanah. So, what does that mean? What that means is that Sukkos is the time of the Chag Asav, where we collect the new grain. And as all the Rishonim explain this Gemara, when on Sukkos do we collect the grain? We obviously don't collect the grain on Yontif. That's something that we're not allowed to do. But we are allowed to collect it on Chol HaMoed. And even though the Tori Evin points out that really on Chol HaMoed, we're also not supposed to do melacha. So how do we understand the Gemara when the Gemara says that we collect the new grain on Chol HaMoed? What it means is there's never a heter to collect the new grain on Yom Tov. But on Chol HaMoed, given certain circumstances like Dover Ovid, then we are allowed to collect the grain. So what the Gemara is teaching us is, what the Pasuk is teaching us, both Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yehuda agree, that Chol HaMoed has to be a time that it's already in the time where that the time of collecting the grain has to be in the time when it's already the new Tekufas Tishrei. But the Machlokes is, Masav Kulei Chag Binan, Rabbi Yehuda holds that the entire Chol HaMoed has to be B'Tekufat Tishrei, and therefore since Chol HaMoed in Eretz Yisrael begins on the 16th day of Tishrei, then we have a problem because we don't have the whole, if the Tekufas Tishrei will not begin by the 16th day of Tishrei, we won't have the whole Chol HaMoed in the new Tekufa. Or Masover, and Rabbi Yossi's opinion is Mixes Chag Binan B'Tekufa Chadasha, we need that as long as part of Chol HaMoed is in the new Tekufa, again, Chol HaMoed being the time where we collect the new grain, therefore the halacha is that as long as we could accomplish that, it's not a reason to make a leap year. But if none of Chol HaMoed will be in the new Tekufa, then the halacha is that's a reason to make it into a leap year. So Rashi asked the obvious question. Rashi says, the Gemara spoke about being one day off. So ask Rashi, if you're one day off, why do you need to make a leap year? All you need to do is just make Elul one day longer and everything will be solved. So Rashi answers that that's not an option. The reason that's not an option is because there's a halacha loy adu rosh. We never want Rosh Hashanah to be on a Sunday, Wednesday, or Friday. And the reason we don't want Rosh Hashanah to be on a Sunday, Wednesday, and Friday is because we don't want Yom Kippur to be a day. We don't want to have Yom Kippur on a Friday with Shabbos right afterward, or Yom Kippur on a Sunday with Shabbos right before. Or another reason for this explains Rashi is that we don't want Hoshana Rabbah, where everybody brought their Hoshanis and the Dalaminim to the Beis HaMikdash, to be on Shabbos. So if we're going to manipulate the calendar, what may end up happening is that we're going to have these Yom Tovim on the wrong day. So making Elul into a longer month no longer is an option. Actually, there are other Rishonim who disagree with Rashi's approach. And Rashi also goes on to explain there are other considerations which we spoke about previously. The year has to have not too many months that are 30-day months. And if we're going to start making Elul into a longer month, we're going to have too many months in the year that were 30-day months, which will again create a situation that Rosh Chodesh will not be lined up in any way with the new moon. And therefore, making Elul into a longer month is not an option, and that's why we could have the situation even for just one day. There are Rishonim who actually disagree with that approach, and they take the approach that if it's just one day, then maybe we would correct it by just making Elul into a longer month. We're speaking about situations where it's not just one day off. The Bnei Yisoscha says, Rashi says here, Lo Yadu Rosh. Rosh Hashanah is never on Sunday, Wednesday, on Friday. And says the Bnei Yisoscha, the reason being is the Pasuk says, Haloi Zeh Ud, Ud is the same letters, Alav Dad Vav, Mutzim Aleish, Yud. The days Aleph, Vav, and Dalet are days which are not days of Eish. On Rosh Hashanah, we're being judged. We're standing in front of the fire, the Shechina. On those days, it doesn't happen. And actually, the Bnei Yisoscha says further, there's another rule, which is not relevant to our Shia today, but there's a rule, Loi Bedu Pesach. The first day of Pesach is never on a Monday, Wednesday, and a Friday. And he explains, because the Pasuk says, Doivev Sifse Yishenim. Doivev has again those letters of Bidu. And when we know, what do we do on Pesach? We're up the whole night. Halacha tells us to be up the whole night. And speaking about Yisipu Yitzius Mitzrayim. Boided Sifse Yishenim. But on those days, our mouth, on the days of Bidu, our mouths are kept silent. Because those are days that we actually do not, those are days that we actually do not spend the night speaking about Tzipi Yitzayis Mitzrayim. Says the Gemara. But now the Gemara goes a step further. When we speak about this Yom Tekufa, the day of the new season, ask the Gemara, how do Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi look at those days? Ikasavri Yom Tekufa Goymer, if they hold that the Yom Tekufa is the end of the, if the new Tekufa, that day is still the end of the previous Tekufa, B'lav hachinami, even if there isn't this problem, loy lamanda mekul chayika, v'loy lamanda mixas chayika. If according to Yehuda, that we have to have the entire Chol HaMoed in the new Tekufa, so even if it's going to be on the 17th day of the month, but that day is the day of the new season, and the day of the new season is considered part of the old season. And similarly, according to Mandama that says you just need one day of Chol HaMoed to be in the new season, it still also won't work because that day, being the first day of the season, is really the last day of the previous season. Ella, they hold Ksavri Yom Tekufa Maschil. The day in which the Tekufa falls is considered the new Tekufa. And therefore, as long as the new Tekufa falls on that day, is enough that it should be considered that we had the new Tekufa in the right time. So the Yad Ramah explains what is the basis of the machloikis if Yom Tekufa is the beginning or the end. So going back to that Gemara we quoted at the beginning of the Shir, Masech Ervin, the Gemara over there says that the new Tekufa never falls at the beginning of the day. So that's why the machloikis says if something happens today, but it didn't happen at the beginning of the day, is today still considered day one? Or the fact that it didn't begin at the beginning of the day can't make it day one? Ask the Gemara, Meisvei, so they asked on what Shmuel just taught us, Yom Tekufa Goymer. The day of Tekufa is the last day, the day that Tekufa begins is the last day of the previous Tekufa. Diver Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yosheimer, Yom Tekufa, the day of Tekufa, Harayu Maschel. So we see from here that the Rabbi Yehuda's opinion is that the day of the Tekufa is considered the last day. And Shmuel says that everybody agrees that the day of the Tekufa is the beginning of the new cycle. I also saw another explanation in this machloikis of Yom Tekufa, Goymer or Yom Maschel, is there's a famous concept that is often used in Halacha, and that is the concept of Mixas HaYom Kekula. And the question is, when you have here a situation of Mixas HaYom, as we just said, part of that day is on the old Tekufa, and part of the day is on the new Tekufa, can we apply the concept of Mixas HaYom Kekula at all? Or if we do try to apply the concept of Mixas HaYom Kekula, how do we apply it? Do we apply it to the beginning of the day? Do we apply it to the end of the day? Do we apply it on both sides of the day? And that's why we have this question, how to view the day that the Yom Tekufa falls. Void. And now the Gemara asks another question in Shmuel from the following Brises. The Brises says, Eim Amrin Sashana, we don't make the year into leap year. Elm can heist the Tekufa. If Tekufa's Tamas, Chseira Ruba Shel Chodesh, missing most of Chodesh Tishrei. What does that mean? The Kama Ruba Shel Chodesh asked the Brises, what does that mean? Shisha Shiyoim. That means if the new Tekufa falls on the 17th day of Tishrei, that's a reason to make it into a leap year. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Shtei Yodis, B'chodesh. Rabbi Yehuda says that we don't make it into a leap year unless it's missing two shears of the month. Kama Shtei Yodis B'chodesh, what does that mean? Esrim Yoyim. That if the new Tekuf is on day 21 of Tishrei, there's a 30-day month. So the month is divided into three. And when we have two parts of the month have passed and the tkuf is only afterwards, the halacha is that's when it becomes a reason to make it into a leap year. Rav Yosi Omer, mechashven shish osh lefnei Pesach me'abrim. He says, well, we have to take into consideration if the tkuf is tevis, if the winter tkufa goes 16 days into Chodesh Nisan, and Tkufas Nisan, which is the spring season, begins on 17 days in Nisan, then we should make it into a leap year. Because if it's going to be like that, then if you keep on counting, then what's going to happen is that Tkufas Tishrei will be 22 days into the month of Tishrei. Rav Shimon Omer, Af Shish Os Lefnei Chag, even if the Tkufas Tamis goes 16 days, and the new tkufa is on the 17th day of the Tishrei, that's a reason to make into a leap year, because you have to have the entire Chol HaMoed in the new tkufa. Acherim omrim miutoi, even for miut. What does that mean? V'kam miuto abas yoim. That if the new tkufa is on the 15th day of Tishrei, which is not yet even Chol HaMoed, it's the first day of Sukkot, that's a good enough reason to make it into a leap year. But what do we see from this brisa? We see that as long as part of Chol HaMoed is in the new tkufa, then it's enough not to make it into a leap year. Not like Shmuel said that all of Chol HaMoed has to be in the new tkufa according to Yehuda, says the Gemara Kasha. Indeed, Shmuel's opinion is difficult according to what we just learned in this brisa. So we know throughout Shas that when the Gemara leaves us with a question, the Gemara could express itself in one of two ways. One way is saying Kasha, and the other way is by saying that it's a Tiyufta. The difference we always learn is Tiyufta is a question without an answer. And Kasha is a Kasha, but there's an answer. So here the Gemara used the word Kasha. Why did the Gemara use the word Kasha? Because the Rishonim explain, the Yad Ramah explains that these are different Tanoim. Rav had his opinion of what the Tanoim said, and therefore Rav Tanahu Palik, he could have a different version than somebody else. So the Gemara says, we just learned in the Braisa, Omamar, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Shtei Yodos B'Chodesh, we don't make it until leap year, only if there's the new tkufa is after 20 days of the month, Esrim Yoyim. Rabbi Yossi Omer, says the Gemara, Mechashvin, we make a calculation that the new tkufa should be Shisha Asa Yoyim Lefnei Pesach, if the winter will go 16 days into Chodesh Nisan, and tkufas Nisan only begins on 17 days in Nisan, Ma'abrin. That's a reason to make it into a leap year. Because as we said, if Tkufas Tevis goes all the way up to 17 days, only goes to, is not going to change until the 17th day of Nisan, then Tkufas Tishrei is going to go to the 21st of Tishrei. So ask the Gemara, isn't that the same as Rabbi Yehuda? So what is the Machloikis? Answers the Gemara, Yom Tkufa Maskel Ikke Benayu. The Nafkamina is, how do we look at the day of the Tkufa? According to Yehuda, that day is considered the end of the previous tkufa. And therefore, if the tkufa falls on 21 days of Tishrei, it's a reason to make it into a leap year. Because that's still considered the old tkufa. Because we don't even have one day of Chol HaMoed in the new tkufa. According to Rabbi Yossi, the day the tkufa falls, is the day of the new tkufa. And therefore, if the new tkufa falls on 21 days in Tishrei, so that means you already have at least one day of Chol HaMoed in the new tkufa, because Yom Tkufa, the day of the tkufa, is the day that maskil, that the new tkufa begins, and therefore we don't have to make it until leap year. So as we learn this Gemara, we think to ourselves that we don't live in a world anymore that every year they, Bezdin, Sanhedrin, sit and make a decision if we look at when the tkufa will be a leap year. As we've said many times in our shiurim, all of this is already preset and predetermined the calendar, our calendar. But it is relevant to a halacha, because the Shulchan Aruch in Aruch Chaim Simen Kuf Yud Zayin Sif Aleph tells us that in Chutz Laretz we begin to say the same Talmud Motor 60 days after Tekufas Tishrei. And the question is, when we speak about 60 days after the Tekufa, how do we look at that? What is the day that Tekufa falls? Is that considered day one, or is it not considered day one? So the Rama says that we consider the first day of Tekufa as day one of those 60 days. Clearly, the Shulchan Aruch is paskening that we follow the Yom Tekufa, the day that the Tekufa falls, Maschil is the day that it begins. It's interesting to point out that's the halacha, that's the way we count the 60 days for the same Talmud Motor. However, there are those that say, I saw the Tashbat says this, and there are others that are of the opinion that it's counted, the 60 days are counted Me'es Leis. We count 60 times 24. And by counting 60 times 24, when that time comes, that's the moment we would give a Saint Talmud Motor. So if we're talking about Ma'ariv of that night, do we say Saint Talmud Motor or not? It really depends when did the Kufav start? Because we started counting exactly 60 times 24. Says the Gemara, Amamar, we just learned that if Shisha Oslo Fnei Chag, if Tekufas Tamas goes up to 16 days, Eima Abrim, we don't make the year into leap year. Ask the Gemara, Elo Rav Yossi, Shisha Oslo Fnei Chag, Kudaloi. Only in a situation where Tekufa goes only 16 days into Tishrei, we don't make it into leap year. Hashivsar, if it goes to the 17th day of Tishrei, or the Tamnasa, the 18th day of Tishrei, Ma'abrin, we would make it into leap year. Ask the Gemara, Vamar, hasn't he just said that Shishas Lofnei Pesach in Batzer Loi? That we, from here we see that only if the Tekufa is 16 days into Nisan, because as we explained, if Tekufas Tevis is going to go till 16 days of Pesach in Nisan, then Tekufas Tishrei is going to fall on 22nd day of Chodesh. But if it's not, if Tekufas Tevis will end earlier in Nisan, which will mean that Tekufas Tishrei will begin earlier in Tishrei, we don't make it into leap year. How do we reconcile this? It says Mar Li Idi VeIdi Eim Abram. Even if Tekufas Tishrei goes to the 7th to 18th day of Tishrei, we don't make it into leap year. Just so why did he say it differently? He wanted to be consistent with the number 16. But it's not true, because by Tishrei, it doesn't have to be 16 days. It could go even further, as long as you left with one day in the new Tekufa. Rav Shimon Omer, the Gemara continues analyzing this braisa. Rav Shimon Omer, af shish os lefnei Pesach, af lefnei chag, even if it goes till 16 days before the Yontif, Ma'abrim. That's a reason to make into leap year. Ask the Gemara, so Rav Shimon, isn't Rav Shimon opinion, Hainu Tanakama, the same as the Tanakama, that they hold that if the Tekufa goes up to 16 days in Tishrei, we make it into a leap year. What's the Machloikis? Answers the Gemara. Again, Ike Benayu, the Machloikis will be Yom Tekufa Maskev, Yom Tekufa Goymer. According to one of them, that the day that the new Tekufa falls is considered day one of the new Tekufa, and therefore, if it falls on 16 days in Tishrei, you have the entire Chol Hamoed in the new Tekufa, and therefore you can make it into you don't have to make it into a leap year. On the other opinion holds that the day that Tekufa falls is considered the end of the previous Tekufa. And since it's considered the end of the previous Tekufa, you don't have the whole Chol Hamoed in the new Tekufa. But the Gemara says, V'lois Mesaimi, we're not quite certain which of these two Tanoim is the man that holds Yom Tekufa Maschel, and which is the man that holds Yom Tekufa Goymer. Chayr Aymerim, There was another opinion cited in the Braisa, the opinion of the Acherim, who hold Mi'utoi, that if Tkufas Tamis goes into Chodesh Tishrei, Mi'utoi, we already make it into leap year. Ask the Gemara Kama Mi'utoi, what does that mean? Says the Gemara Abba Asayoyim, that even if the Tkufa falls on the 15th day of the month, that's already enough of a reason to make it into leap year. Micah Savri, ask the Gemara, what is the basis of the opinion of the Acherim? Ask the Gemara, Ik Savri Yoyim Tkufa Goymer, V'kul Chag Binan, if he hold that the day of, even if they hold that the day of the Tkufa is the day of the last day of the previous Tkufa, still, if that day is on the 15th day of Tishrei, you're still going to have the whole Chol Hamoed in the new Tkufa. Answers the Gemara, Amar Shmuel Bar Yitzchak. Shmuel Bar Yitzchak says that the Acherim are not talking about Chodesh Tishrei, not talking about Tkufas Tamis and Tkufas Tishrei. Rather, the Acherim and Tkufas Nissen Chaimi. They're focused on Nissen. And they say that the Torah says regarding Chodesh Nissen, Shmar es Chodesh Aviv. And they explain that what does the pasuk mean to say? Shmar Aviv Shel Tkufa. Be careful that Tkufas Nissen should be Chodesh Nissen, should coincide with Nissen. That means Tkufas Nissen has to be in the first half of the month of Nissan. The first half of the month of Nissan is when you need to have the new Tkufa. How long does the first half of the month go? The first 14 days. After the first 14 days, it's already not considered the beginning of the month. And therefore, that's why they say it has to be by day 15. Ask the Gemara, but if you have such a situation where the Tkufa is falling on day 15 of Nisan, and therefore, according to this explanation, that would be a reason to make it into a leap year, so we have a way of correcting this. What we should do is, just make other one day longer, and by making one day longer, we're going to be able to have the Kufa will be in the first half of the month. So the Miches Chinuch asks, why would the Gemara consider doing something like this acceptable? We know that the month has to coincide to some degree, at least with the Moilad. So Bezin sees that this should be Rosh Chodesh, and other should not be made into day 30. And then they're going to go make other into a longer month. What they're doing is they're distancing Rosh Chodesh from the Moilad. And how could Bezin be allowed to do that? And the Miches Chinuch actually doesn't have an answer to that question. The Sefer Binyan Shleima does. He says that when the Torah says that we have to make, but Bezin has the right to make Rosh Chodesh, that means Bezin was given this authority. Yes, of course, Bezin does and should take into consideration that when the Moilad is and that Rosh Chodesh should be some proximity of that. But that's not Bezin's responsibility. Bezin's responsibility is to make Rosh Chodesh when they feel that it should be Rosh Chodesh. And he quotes the famous Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi says that if somebody had relations with a Naru Marasa who is 3 years old, the halacha is, as we discussed, there's a chiyuv skila for somebody having relations with such a woman. What happens if the girl is under 3 years old? So then she's not, there is no chiyuv skila, because the Gemara says often that in such a situation, Pesuleh Chayzrim, the Psulim come back. So, explains the Yerushalmi, you'll have a girl, and based on when Beis Din declares Rosh Chodesh, which will have a direct impact on when it's her birthday, she may be a girl that having relations with her causes the man to be Chayiv Misa, or not be Chayiv Misa. And it's completely up to the Beis Din, and it's completely up to their determination, and nothing else. Ask the Gemara, so again, the Labri L'Adar, if the Tkufa is going to fall in 15 days of Nisan, and that will cause an issue, as we're discussing. So ask the Gemara, all we should do is make Ada longer. Answers the Gemara, Amar Vacha ben Yaakov, indeed, Tana Mamala Mamataka Choshev. He's counting from high to low, Vachkomer. This is what he means to say. If Tekufas Tefes will be 18 or 17 or 16 or 15 days, Ad Mi'utoi, until we hit the day 14, Ma'abrim, we have to make it into a leap year. Because of Kama Mi'utoi, Abba Asiyoim. That means if the new Tekufa falls on 16 days in the month, we will have no choice but to make it into a leap year. But indeed, if it falls on the 15th day of the month, then the halacha will be that you can make it into a leap. You don't have to make it into a leap year. What the Bryce is saying is that we will make it, we'll just make Ada longer and not need to make a leap year. The Rishonim, of course, asked the question, why is this such a great piece of advice? We discussed earlier, manipulating the months doesn't always work for the other considerations that we have. So the simple teretz is that since we are doing this in Chodesh Adar, and the consideration that we spoke about earlier was that by doing so, Rosh Hashanah will fall on a day of the week, Layadu Rosh, Rosh Hashanah will fall a day in the week that we don't want it to fall, but there's so many months from Adar until Tishrei that we could keep on changing Rosh Chodesh, that we should have the right amount of months with the right amount of days, and also not have Rosh Hashanah fall on Adu on Sunday, Wednesday, and Friday. Ravina has a different explanation in the understanding of the Acherim. Ravina Amar Lo'olam Acherim B'Tishrei Kaimu. The Acherim are speaking about Tishrei, not Nisan. But till now, we've been learning that the halacha is that what we consider the Chag HaAsif should be in the new Tekufa. It's the part of Yontif where we do Asifa, which as we began our shir, is with Chol HaMoed. The Acherim holds, say Ravina, the Savichei Kula Chag B'inan, that the entire Yontif, including Yontif Rishon, the first day of Sukkot, has to be in the new Sukkot. It has to be the new Tekufa. But ask the Gemara, why would we need that? Why would we have that need? Yom Tarishin, Chag Osuksiv. What has been driving us throughout this year? The Chag Osuf. But ask the Gemara, certainly, as we said at the beginning of our year, the first day Yontif is not a day that we could do a Sifa. So the first day Yontif is not a day that we could do a Sifa, so why should the first day Yontif have to be in the new Tekufa? In the new Tekufa? Answers the Gemara, Chag Haba Bezman Asifa. The Chag has to be in a time when we gather. And as the Yad Rama explains the Gemara, he's saying, according to Ravina, the Acherim's opinion is, when the Torah says Chag HaOsif, it doesn't mean that on Yontif we're collecting. That's not what the Pasuk means. What the Pasuk means is Chag HaOsif, that Sukkot is a Yontif in the time of the year where a Sif is done. So of course, we're not doing a Sifa on the first day of Sukkot. That's not a question. But what the Torah means is that Yontif should be celebrated in the season of the year when a Sifa is done. We learned in the Mishnah that Smichas Sekeinim is with three Dayanim. That's the opinion of Rabbi Shimon. And Rabbi Yehuda says it's done with five Dayanim. Says the Gemara, Tan Rabbanan. The Braisa speaks about this Pasuk. V'samach Zikne Edim, So, as the Miri introduces the Gemara, that when somebody brings a carbon, the owner of the carbon is supposed to put his hands on the head, both hands on the head of the animal, not on the neck, not anywhere else, on the head of the animal, as the pasuk says, as roish v'samach yideyem al roish arba ayla. And all other kabbanis are learned from that pasuk. And what happens is that when the simicha is done, the owner says vidui for whatever aveira he brought the carbon. If it's a carbon chatas, a carbon ashram, for this particular aveiris that he brought that carbon for, If it's a carbon oila, he says vidui on a mitzvah asay or mitzvah slois asay, hanitik lasay. And he says, chatosi avisi pashati vasisi kach vakach, vachsha chazrani boy, now I do tshuva, vazu kaparosi. When he brings a carbon shlomim, which is not brought because of an aveira, he prays HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the opportunity to bring the carbon. A carbon tzibur doesn't normally have smicha. There are only two kabbanas tzibur that have smicha. One is the Sar Mishtaleach, which the Kayim Gadlu offers on Yom Kippur, and the other one is Parhel Mdavish Tzibur, which are brought because Bezdin issued an erroneous psak. The Sar Mishtaleach, the smicha is done by the Kohen Gadol, and on behalf of Klal Yisrael. The Parhel Mdavish Tzibur, that's what we're discussing. Who does that smicha? And they say vidui for this carbon, for the aveira, for the psak that was done wrong. So Tana Rabbanan, and speaking about this Parhel Mdavish Tzibur, Tarek Dosha says, V'samchu ziknei eidus yideim al rosh apar, V'samchu ziknei, so we think, says the Braisa, Yochel ziknei ashuk, any Talmid Chachamim, even if they're not members of the Sanhedrin, Tamaloima Eda. And we know when the Torah speaks about Eda, it means the Sanhedrin. E Eda, if we would just take the word Eda, we would think that Yochel Ktani Eda, even if the members of the Sanhedrin Ktana, the members of the Sanhedrin of 23 Dayanim, Tamaloima Ha Eda, Hamiyuchadim Shve Eda, which means the Sanhedrin a godel. So, the Kamehain now continues the Gembraisa to discuss how many members of the Sanhedrin should participate. Shnai, v'samchu, the prosuk says v'samchu, which means two, losh rabim. Ziknei means another two, which is, so that's two plus two, and we have a rule, ein bezdin shoko, mesifin leim oy echad. The Riad Rama asks, if we're saying that this pasuk refers to the Sanhedrin Gedolah, maybe the halacha ought to be that the entire Sanhedrin Gedolah should be part of the smicha. So, answers the Riad Rama, if the pasuk would have said v'samchu eida, then indeed the pasuk would presumably mean that the entire Sanhedrin Gedolah has to participate in the smicha. But that's not the words of the pasuk. The pasuk says v'samchu ziknei eda, which clearly indicates that not the entire Sanhedrin has to participate; only some members of have to participate. But then there's a very fundamental question that needs to be asked here. Yes, we've learned that there's a locha that ain't bezdin shako, and that's why 2 plus 2, and then you have to have an even number. Harein kan chamisha de Rebbe Yehuda. So Yad Rama says, why is there a halacha that we've learned so many times already in our Masechta that a Bezdin always has to have an odd number? Because when we have a vote, we have to be able to have a rov. We have to be able to have a majority. But this is not something that takes a vote. It's just smicha. So why is there a halacha that it has to be an odd number? So the Yad Rama answers that we need to be concerned that maybe this animal will develop a mum, and this group of Dayanim will have to make a determination if it's a mum kavua or mum over. And that's why we need an odd number, because we can't have a bezdin shakel. Rav Shimon, however, says ziknei shnayim, that we only work with the word ziknei, which indicates two Dayanim. And then en bezdin shakel, masif and lemar echad harekan shloisha. Ask the Gemara of Shimon, haksiv samku. What does Rav Shimon do with the word v'samchu? Answers the Gemara, Hahumi Baile Lagufay. He uses the word v'samchu to teach us the basic halacha that we do smicha. Rabbi Yehuda, what would Rabbi Yehuda say? How could Rabbi Yehuda say that v'samchu is available for the amount of dayanim? Why doesn't he agree that we need the word v'samchu to teach us the basic halacha of smicha? Lagufay lo tzarech. He doesn't need it for that person, because dim Cain, the loy also v'samchu l'drasha, If we would not say there was some chus there for a drasha, lichtav zikne edi yedei marosha par. Why did the Torah add the word v'samchu? To teach us how many dayonim. Rav Shimon, so Rav Yehuda is making a strong point. How does Rav Shimon explain? Iksev hachi, if the Torah would have only said it that way, we would have thought, and without the word v'samchu, we would think al b'samach. It means that it has to be near the animal, but they don't actually have to put the hands on the animal. That's why the Torah had to say v'samchu. Then not only is smicha required, but it has to be on the head of the animal. Rav Yehuda. So now we have a new need for the word v'samchu. Answers the Gemara. Gamar roish roish me'oila. He learns Xer Shava by carbon oil. It says v'samchu yada a roish oila. And here it says v'samchu zikne ada eda yideva roish apar. So since by both of them the Torah uses the word roish, there we would know it has to be on the head. And therefore, the word v'samchu says Rabbi Yehuda is superfluous. Rav Shimon, like Gamar Rosh Rosh Ma'ila, Rav Shimon doesn't have this Gzeir Shava, as the Rishonim all explain. The halacha is Ein Adam Don Gzeir Shava Me'atzmai. A person can make up his own Gzeir Shava. And Rav Shimon did not have a Messiah for this Gzeir Shava. Tana continues the Gemara. Smicha v'smicha zakena b'shloisha. Ask the Gemara, what was meant in the Brisa when the Brisa said "my smicha, my smicha zakenim"? Amar Rabbi Yochanan, the smicha that's being referred to here is mismich sabi, that a person should be appointed to have smicha, which, as we keep on learning, is an unbroken chain by people who give him smicha. Amar Rabbi Yosef, mismich sabi b'shloish menalan. From where do we know that you need to have three people to make that smicha? If we're going to say what it says when Moshe Rabbeinu did smicha on Yeshua, the pasuk says v'yismach as yod of olav, says the Gemara, yachi, Moshe Rabbeinu did it by himself. And if that's the case, ask the Gemara, tizge b'chad. So smicha done by one, Moshe Rabbeinu did it by himself. So smicha done by one should be olav. V'chi tema, and if you'll make an argument that Moshe b'makom shiv v'chad koi, Moshe Rabbeinu was equivalent to the entire Sanhedrin. And I saw that the Iyun Yaakov explains that the Pasuk says when Eliyahu went up to Shemayim, Elisha requested that he should get a double portion of what Eliyahu had. And Eliyahu says, "Kishisa lisho, I can't give you more than I have." So explains the Iyun Yaakov that the Gemara says HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Moshe Rabbeinu that he should be together with the Zion Zakenim. And Rashi explains that what was the point of Moshe Rabbeinu selecting the 70 Zakenim? That he should be able to give from his Ruach, from his spirit, to all 70 Zakenim. So the question is, but Eliyahu said, you can't give more than you have. So we see from here that if Moshe Rabbeinu was able to give from his Ruach to all 70 Zakenim, means that he had as much Ruach as 70 Zakenim. Says the Gemara, if that's going to be your argument, that Moshe Rabbeinu is equivalent to the 71 Zakenim, Yehochi Libay Shiv V'chad, then we should have all 71 Dayonim there, if we're learning it that way. It says the Gemara, Kasha. So the question remains, how do we know that we need to have all, that one is enough, or three are enough? Why shouldn't it be like Moshe Rabbeinu, either one, or it should be all 70? And again, we have the same rule that we spoke about before. The Gemara here uses the word kasha, and not the word tiyufta. And the Sanhedrin Ketana explains what the answer is, that Moshe Rabbeinu did smicha. How was smicha done? As we've been discussing, he put his hand on Yeshua's head. And if he put his hand on Yeshua's head, so that's not something that could be given over to other people. It's only one pair of hands at a time. And therefore, the halacha is you don't have to have all 70 members of the Sanhedrin participate in the smicha.